look and say that them bitches faking, them bitches faking. I know you got haters, so I'll show you no favor. He said, baby, so tell me who taught you that. He said, baby, so tell me how you do that. What you was doing when I was missing you where you were. My baby's your mom and I hit you up. Baby, no lie, bitches, I knew lies. You know, baby, no lie.
Do I have phones? Oh, I might have phones.
You might have phones.
Are we on?
Yerp.
Oh.
Do they work?
Hello. Turn me up.
It's up.
Nope, they're not working.
Bro, wait.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So the mic is working, but... it's okay.
You just never get to have headphones for now.
Guys, everyone that's listening...
Oh, no.
You're listening to Oh Brother on WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio.
Indeed.
Where Thursday at 5 p.m. on digital.
For the past 3 years.
Where it's the best.
Actually, that's not true.
Where it's the best radio. Wait.
I think we might have been Thursday at 11.
I think we did 6. Wait, we did...
We did 11 a.m. We started out at 11 a.m.
Oh, that's true.
But...
That's true. But it's always been
semester,
Thursday.
And then I think we switched to 5, and I think it's been...
No, I think we did 6 and then 5.
We never did 6.
Oh.
I don't think. We'll have to fact check, but...
I don't know
I'm
how we
sure
would fact check
ever
that.
Since, the second semester, it's been Thursday at 5.
Yeah.
It's literally, we own this spot, you guys. And they probably don't like us because we're supposed to have moved to the FM.
I know. They always ask us to switch to FM, and it's like...
But we just suck.
Hey, maybe...
And this is where we belong.
In the chud room.
In the chud room. It's freaking hot as balls.
It's actually not hot today.
Yeah, today it's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
What'd you say?
I burped.
Oh.
I burped like right into
That's
the
hilarious.
Microphone.
I didn't even, well, I can't even hear it. Why do I have these on when nothing is coming out? I was wearing the headphones.
And you just can't hear a thing. Guys,
well,
this is really sad.
This is sad. I tried to go with just like playing some classic.
I think that's kind of what, like once I saw what you were adding, then I started kind of.
I was just like,
same.
I just got to go with like all timers.
Just like some all timers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we have kind of like a.
And look what I put last. We got to play that one last. No.
Oh, I added one thing.
Oh,
but
that's
let
fine.
Me, but I'll move to yours to be last.
I don't think we've ever played that on here.
Really?
I don't think so. That's why.
I'll fact check you. I bet we have.
I don't think we have.
If you guys want to also fact check us, there is a playlist public on Spotify called Complete Oh Brother that I have been diligently adding every song we've ever played.
Did you add duplicates when we duplicate? Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
So you can also see if we've played a song multiple
times.
I don't think you would be interested in that. But
I don't think it's happened very often.
It's happened a couple times.
Over what? How many? Which show is this?
This like, is, I think, 72.
72
but
shows.
But also, I always label the show with the number. Sometimes you don't do that.
True.
Or, like, sometimes, I don't know, it depends on what we're counting, because when we've had people cover for us, or, like, if it's just been you or just been
yeah,
me. Like,
yeah.
But officially, like
well,
I have 72.
12 weeks in a semester times 6 semesters is 72. It's roughly right in the ballpark.
Well, there's, like, 15 weeks in a semester.
Wait, what? Oh, shoot. Well, that's interesting. But plus, yeah. Oh. Semesters are... 15
well,
weeks?
Like 14, and then like finals, and then like I don't know, but it's definitely more than 12.
Oh, whoops!
I don't know. So don't you like look at your Canvas, and it's like, oh, week I stopped paying attention after week five.
Meh. Whatever week. Or, no, I'm just kidding.
He doesn't do his readings.
I do them. I just don't look at the week. Okay. I already know what week it is because I'm living in it.
You count as you go. And you have a button for every week.
Yeah,
exactly. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
My New Year's resolution is to just have a button every day. You're not counting them.
Just getting a new
button.
You
just have them. Anyway, let me
do... What are you going to do with
I don't want... Wait, what did she say? It's like, that's for me. That's... Whatever, never mind. Anyway.
It's a bad joke.
No, it's not. No, it's not, but it's just...
We don't know it, so we can't say it.
Yeah. I'll look it up. But let me play the classic PSA
Let's do it.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends.
That's so awesome. I'm so glad. Oh, and we got a classic band playing next door.
Classic.
Wow, this is just classic. All the classic things are lining up for this show. Just kidding. But, like, yeah, kind
but
of.
But, like, low key. So let's play a song.
Yeah, let's get into it. What do you have for. Oh, that, yeah. I like that one.
You know this song?
Yeah.
Nice.
I found it off Reels.
Oh. I forget where I found it.
He's. Because he posted a reel of him playing the riff.
Oh.
And it's like people know it as like, it's like, bro, this is the riff, because they thought
it.
That wait, what?
I didn't know that.
Oh,
whatever, it's fine.
No, it's a great song.
Okay, good.
It's awesome. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, first up is gonna be If You Know Me by Hudson Freeman, and then it shall be Bold as Love by Jimi Hendrix. Bye.
Thank you. anger. He smiles, towering in shiny metallic purple armor. Queen jealousy envy waits behind him. Her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground. Blue are the life-giving waters, take for granted. They quietly understand. Once happy turquoise armies lay opposite ready, but wonder why the fight is on. But they're all bold as love. Yes, they're all bold as love. Yeah, they're all bold as love. Just ask the Axis. My red is so confident he flashes trophies of war and ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of daring, but very unsteady for the first go round. My yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say it's fighting like me. And all of these emotions of mine keep tolling me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But I'm a, yeah, I'm bold as love. Yeah, yeah. He knows everything. Yeah, yeah,
Bold as love.
Just
by Jimi
Hendrix.
Hendrix. And
that song's been stuck in my head all day. Oh my god, it's so good.
Well, I'm glad that you put it in here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you liked that one? No, I'm just
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah, I liked that. I liked that one.
Well, we were looking at we only ever played one other Hendrix song on here. We played Manic Depression one time.
Manic Depression.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground. We've covered a lot of ground here.
It's called, what do they call it? Wide but not deep.
Breadth.
Breadth, yeah. But no, wait, there's like a phrase.
Breadth over depth.
Yeah. A mile long but an inch deep. That's what I've heard.
Oh, really? Wait.
Yeah. It's like we've covered so many things, but we haven't really, like, well, there's definitely some artists that we've played a lot.
I don't know if I've ever heard that expression, but I mean, it makes sense.
I just heard it recently.
Mile wide? Is it wide or long?
Yeah, mile wide. Yeah, that makes more sense.
What about give them an inch, they'll take a mile?
No.
No, I know.
No.
I know, it just reminded me of that.
But yeah, that was Bold as Love, Jimi Hendrix, someone who we've played once before.
Nah.
Pretty sad.
You guys know who that is, right?
They know who that is.
Yeah, I know. That's a joke.
I was just also
joking. Yeah, I know. I can never see that. I do have an issue. I do like to be sarcastic, and then I can never tell when people are playing along.
Well, Dad says that I'm hard to tell when I'm being sarcastic.
Well, people have also said that to me.
Mm.
Mm, maybe it's just tough. Maybe life is just hard. Wait, what was our moral of the story on Valentine's Day? Wait, or was it Valentine's Day or what? Like,
maybe it was, I don't know, I feel like we just do that every show.
Life is complicated.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah, life is complicated.
That's basically what
that's
we
so funny.
Say. So we have to say it again.
The most profound show.
Ever. This is
the
where
most
you
profound
learn.
Piece of media.
Isn't this it is weird? Where you learn everything you need.
Isn't it
learn?
Weird to say we created a piece of media? Just us doing this.
True. This is our platform.
This is what I'm gonna leave. We're gonna leave with the world.
But I'm really sad because this is it. Like, it is an outlet. Low key.
Yeah.
Like it. Like we do talk about stuff. Like it's pretty repetitive.
No, I agree.
But like we do talk about some stuff that's going on or like whatever, and it's fun to play songs, and it like it is a way to like express yourself, I guess. And I was just thinking, like, dang, now when I like I'm not gonna have
when
anywhere
have
to like
to
share. Yeah, I'm not gonna not the
you just have to post it on your story.
Yeah, I just have to make a Substack.
Bro, do you think anything we ever a conversation we ever had is Substack worthy? Probably. There's probably some
maybe
gems
like
in
two.
There.
Maybe like one or two.
I think you'd have to go back into the archive and say
which doesn't exist.
I know.
We were just shout out Simon, our biggest fan ever.
Yeah.
Shout out was asking
Simon wins
if,
the award for
yeah. You should
sorry
get a
mom and dad and Aunt Emmy.
Yeah, and you guys are all good too.
And other fans, but I think Simon wins the award for most dedicated.
At least outspokenly passionate.
No. Mom and dad are pretty dedicated.
Well, that's true.
They text us every day saying,
let's go.
No.
Wait, they do say that. I didn't even realize
let's go.
Every time.
Yeah.
Let's go.
No. Yeah,
pretty
that's
much.
Nice. Well, I would forget about it if it weren't for mom and dad. I would forget to show up here.
Bro, I would kill you.
I'm just kidding.
And smack you. You're going to have to figure it out next
time. I'm going to be fine. I'm just joking.
You're never going to hear of this show again. There will be no Instagram posts.
I will do it. Guess what I I'm going to have guests
your
on.
We talked about this.
I'm going to have guests. Yeah.
I think that's fun.
Yeah,
like Charlie XCX.
I just need someone else to talk to, I think. I don't think I can do it. I don't think I'm, like, the kind of person that can just talk to myself, but, like, also be engaging.
Yeah.
Like,
it's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because, like, a lot of people do it, but, like, I would say there's probably way more solo shows than, like,
group shows.
But
for sure.
But it just feels so weird. P.S. I'm going to have a solo show next week. That'll be my final goodbye, and I'll probably cry and just play all sad songs.
Hmm.
But this is the real final show, though. That's just an extra because I feel like it.
That's the bonus show.
But anyway, let's play another song because we're talking.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We're allowed to talk. It's awesome. But let's play some more songs. So it's going to be Life's a Gas by T-Rex, which I'm pretty sure we played, like, our first show, or maybe not first, but like
very early.
Like
yeah,
I think
I was thinking of songs that were like
throwback,
brother classics.
Yeah, this is definitely one of them because I remember you played this song for me like right before we made the show, like before we started it, and I remember being like, oh, that's like a
that's
song
like a
that
song,
I want to play on the show. Yeah. So let's do it. And then after that, it's going to be another classic because it's Wilco, and it will be You. You Are My Face. You Are My Face. Oops, my bad. What I do.
I could have loved you good like a planet. I could have changed your heart to a star. But it really doesn't matter at all. No, it really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guise. I could have built a house on the ocean. I could have placed our love in the sky. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guess. Turned you into a priestess. I could have burned your fate in the sand. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guess. But it all really doesn't matter. Life's a guess. I hope it's gonna
sister's husband's brother, working in the gold mine, full time filling in for sunshine, filing into tight lines, ordinary beehives. The door screams, I hate you, hanging around my blue jeans. Why is there no breeze, no current sea of leaves, no current through the water wide? No feelings I can see. I trust no emotion. I believe in locomotion. I've turned to rust as we've discussed. Though I must have let you down too many times. In the dirt and the dust. Many times my heart has been outgrown.
tell you who I am. When everybody's feeling all alone, can't tell you. Shadows tracing bones, our faces stitched and sewing, our houses hemmed into homes, trying to be thankful, our stories fit into phones, and our voices live so easily, a gift given accidentally, when we're not sure, we're not alone. Yes.
That was pulling muscles from the shell. In parentheses. I like when they do parentheses. That's
you
by
do.
Squeeze.
I don't know if I'm a big fan of parentheses.
In the song titles?
Yeah.
I think it's fun. Like
I know what I like in your wardrobe.
In your wardrobe. Yeah. I like it. I like it. Can I just say what I want to say? I think it's more fun when the thing in the song isn't actually in the song.
Mm.
Right? Like, I don't think he says...
From the show. I don't think he says
no,
that at all.
He
yeah.
does. Pulling
oh,
muscles
wait.
From a show. No, no.
But, what am I talking about?
No, but in the in your
about?
Wardrobe, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I like... That's, like, funny because it's like, yeah. what does that mean?
What I don't like is when it's, like, in parentheses, it's like... Oh, 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 you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I feel
but
like
yeah,
there's
yeah.
songs like that where it's like, Sherry, parentheses, oh, oh, oh. Like, okay, bro, whatever.
Yeah. I know what you mean. But then I think it's like, it's probably started with like the labels made them do that. Because like, if it has like a chorus, like just like memorable. Wait, what?
Why did I say that? I was like, I don't think he says pulling muscles from the shell.
No, but...
oh, my God. Maybe my time is up. Maybe
you're washed. You're washed.
I'm washed. Yeah, sorry. I don't know what you're saying. The label.
Wait, but... Oh, no, the label, like, if there's, like... The artist wants to name the song something that's, like, you know, artistic and cool or whatever. But the label wants people to be able to, like, know what it is. Like, if there's, like, a refrain part of the song where they go...
Yeah.
Oh, you know?
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Right?
No, no,
then,
no,
like,
I,
so
get,
people,
I get it.
So, like, it's, like, has, like, two titles, basically. Right?
Yeah.
So that people can, like, find the song. I don't know. That's my theory.
What do you guys think about parentheses?
What's Up by,
Yeah.
Does that song have... No,
I don't
no, no.
think so.
Or, like, I don't know,
what,
songs
they put,
that, like...
Hey,
are,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, no, but just songs that, like, have different names that, like, don't appear in the song, but then, like, they
no,
have
yeah.
the thing that everyone knows it by, right?
Yeah, I do kind of like, though, when songs are named something completely...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think... Wait, You Are My Face. I don't think he says that in the song.
I have no idea.
Gotta look
I can't
that.
Recall.
But, anyway... Well, not not anyway. Sorry, not okay. not to cut you off. But
no, it's okay.
Let's play "The Ocean" by Led Zeppelin. And
oh, he does say, "I know what I like, and I like what I know." Getting better in your wardrobe.
He says it, but not like
right,
you know.
Right, right.
I know what I like in your like. Yeah,
yeah. yeah
he
yeah,
does
yeah.
say. He does. Yeah, yeah, yeah. "The Ocean" by Led Zeppelin, followed by "Slide" by Feeble Little Horse.
Ah, that feeble little horse.
Oh, they came here. Did you go to that?
I did not.
They came here to UMD last
year. Yeah, that's cool.
Or, yeah, it was fun. Okay.
That
yeah.
was cool.
It was cool.
We'll be right back. la 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 la. As I lay up on my bed, I began dreaming how it's gonna be the day that I am free. Once I settle like the dust up on the table, but then you came along,
you help me write this song. I don't know what day it is, I can't recall the seasons, and I don't remember how we got this far. All I know is I'm loving you for all the right reasons. My sky will always be my morning star. Like a tired bird flying high across the ocean, I was outside looking in. You made me live again. From the mountains to the prairies, little babies, figures fill their heads, visions bathed in red. I don't know what day it is, I can't recall the seasons, I don't remember how we got this far. I'm loving you for all the right reasons. My sky will always be my morning star. From the train in Manchester, England, lightning fills the sky as I watch you wave goodbye. From the mountains to the prairies, little babies, figures fill their heads, visions bathed in red. I don't know what day it is, all the seasons, I don't remember how we got this far. All I know is I'm loving you for all the right reasons. My sky will always be my morning star.
Was All the Right Reasons by the Jayhawks. Before that, is good. But it's been in my...
Oh, that was the one that was good that you were talking about. Oh.
No, it's just been in my head recently, and it was MJ Lenderman and Waxahachie covered it when we saw them, and that's how that and they did it a really nice...
Yeah.
I mean, everything they did sounded really nice, but but I really like the melody of that song.
I like when he says, Manchester, England. I like that part of the song.
Oh, yeah, it threw me off a little bit.
Wait, why?
Because he didn't go high.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. I think that's why it's good.
With some dissonance. Or not even just... Ooh. Sorry, don't clock me.
Well,
don't clock.
No, I wasn't gonna clock you. I wasn't.
Just difference. Not
yeah.
Just variety.
Dissonance.
But yeah.
Have you seen the dissonance controversy on TikTok?
Yeah, like kinda.
Yeah, people are just way overusing the word dissonance.
Like
someone will like. There's this girl that like posts herself harmonizing with songs.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, you've seen her.
I mean.
And she does like the crunchy covers of the songs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and people are like, "Oh my god, the dissonance!" And it's like,
just say whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I don't know. It's just funny. Anyway, if you're on dissonance talk, you know.
Dissonance talk. No, but I feel like that happens with so many.
Yeah,
things,
yeah.
Like,
words
like
just
terms.
Like get hot.
They get
then,
hot.
And like, then you just become. So many.
I don't know, yeah.
You
whatever.
Know what one got hot? Disassociate.
Mm.
I think people just use that to mean, like,
yeah.
Anytime that anytime they're just, like, thinking about things, and they're like, oh my god, I was disassociating. It's like
no.
I don't think that's quite what you were doing. You're just like more so just thinking. No, I'm just kidding. I do think it's become. I hear a lot of people say it.
No,
I was there's. Oh, they say I was disassociating about something, and it's like, wait. I don't know.
Lol. Yeah. No, there's definitely.
Yeah.
So many. There's like one recently that people have been saying, and I'm just like. Like, you definitely just learned this word.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's okay.
I feel like once you hear something that sounds like something that you identify with, like, you're just like, oh, yeah. I'm going to use it.
And then,
like,
but then it's just funny how you hear it anyway. Okay.
Well, maybe we can make a Substack about it.
About like
dissonance stock.
Dissonance stock. And glitch core. I don't know why. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't really have anything to do with anything. But, okay, let's play our last two songs, and then we'll come back and sign off. So, oh, my God. These are two good. These are good two to end on.
Oh, yeah, wait. We did. And Emmy says we got to shout out the store. Anyway, we'll give you another shout out. When we were talking about our biggest fans, we did shout you out. But
to the shout whole out store, again.
Shout out everyone in Donegal Square. You guys listen so often, and it's so great.
we do appreciate it. It's fun to think of our show being played in the store.
Public. I know.
Although it's a little scary.
It is kind of scary.
We should like let you know which days you should play it. Well, too late now. But we should have let you know in which days to play it and which days not to play it.
By the way, shout out everyone who's listening right now, by the way. If you're listening, then we love you.
This is true.
I don't mean to say, we always talk about like people that always listen, but like,
yeah.
And then we leave people out and I feel bad.
Let's not be exclusionary. We love all of our followers and
all
supporters.
Of our followers. No, but seriously, like if you're listening, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Like, if you're hearing me say this right now, then that means you're listening. So just thanks for listening and stuff. It's so
nice.
Awesome. The people
That's
actually
true.
Sit through an hour of this.
Well, no. Yeah, no, low key though. If you do sit through the whole hour, you're a G.
Yeah.
And you deserve a dollar. Anyway, okay, let's play the. Oh, shoot. Okay, yeah, we'll play the. Oh, okay. Okay, this is going to be Else by Built to Spill and Into the Mystic by Van Morrison, another complete Oh Brother classic.
True.
Full circle moment.
Total classic. That's why I wanted to end on it, because it's just like, it's the best song ever, right? You didn't hear about that?
No, I did.
No. You didn't hear they just said in the news that Into the Mystic is the best song?
They did not.
They said that in the news.
In the news?
In the news,
what
yeah.
What news?
Just the news.
All right, bro. He's making this
I'm
up.
Just kidding.
Did you hear it? Okay, I'm going to play it.
Finally, I don't mind. than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sailed into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it. That foghorn, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic.
That's a wrap. Oh.
That was Into the Mystic by Van Morrison. And
what a way to what a way to end it.
With the best song ever, according to the
According to the news. The news was me.
And before that was Else by Built to Spill. But this has been Oh Brother on WMUC Digital College Park. Thank you guys so much for listening. But don't be too sad, because every door shut is every
sometimes you have to close the door to open a window.
But I'm going to do one more show next week by myself to say for a final send off. And then next year, Colin is going to keep doing it. So you'll still have something to listen to.
And then I'll just invite Kate back as a recurring guest.
Maybe I'll come once or twice, but I can't. Yeah. I can't be around here too much. That's not cool. Actually, that's not true. Plenty of people stay around.